Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey everyone, my name is Megan and I play computer and also co-wrote and co-created the show with Lauren Anderson. And I am here to welcome you to the Starship Q-Star Blooper Special. Thank you so much to everyone who has listened to Season 1. We love seeing the streams and reviews still rolling in, and any support you can give us will hopefully mean we can bring another season to you very soon. We've also just joined Apollo Podcasts, where you can subscribe and listen to this show, as well as a whole heap of other awesome audio fiction, ad-free and with exclusive bonus features. So if that is your jam, head to apollopods.com and subscribe to Apollo Plus. For more info on Apollo and other ways to support us, look in the show notes or head to our website, starshipqstar.com. Now, without further ado, here is a collection of bloopers and improvised takes from Season 1, and I think you'll see that we had just as much fun making the show as the show turned out to be. Heavy language warning, as well as plenty of sexual references and adult themes here, so enjoy!
Yeah. It's my favourite part of the day now.
We're rolling.
I did take my next riddle and I'm so sorry. Okay, here we go.
I'm in mother flipping space! Can I do it again?
That dump truck ass, obviously. Bobby's got the ass of a Victoria's Secret angel. Bobby's got that ass from his mom, I bet.
No. More. Co. I'm the I'm the captain now! Just strap in where you can.
Aye, aye, Captain.
I do love a strap-on.
Computer, activate pilot controls!
I'm so sorry. I've completely lost my place.
No, I'm just being enjoying it. Oh.
I enjoyed it too.
Stop having a good time.
Did everyone catch Lena say, I love a strap-on?
Yeah.
I love a strap.
So I have accidentally changed the computer and I don't know how to change it back. Do you like him?
What do you fucking think? Sorry.
Hey. Oi. Hey. Hey. Oi. Hey, stay out of there.
That's my porn stash. They're not really related. They just pretend. That's real fucked up.
Oh my god. The ISA really were afraid of us getting on the rag and crashing the moon.
Told ya!
Well, yeah, to be fair, I did crash NextJet once because I could not believe the size of the clot I passed. Felt like a baby.
Understandable, Dusty.
Oh, god.
Clot's in college now.
I'm clotting right now.
If I had a mouth, I'd throw up in it.
Clot's in college.
Okay, Aurelia, let's get to the fun stuff. Section 51, subsection 43, paragraph C. Cataloging foreign air particles.
Oh, no, Sim, no. I don't want to do that. Come on.
There's a dead cat on board.
It's just so
Recording intimate sounds for a weird audio comedy is a little strange. The actors don't have to be near each other. Sometimes they're doing really weird movements to get the noises right. But it's even more weird when two of the people making these noises happen to be best friends. That's Annie Lumsden and Lena Moon as Aurelia and Mo. So here are some of the sometimes awkward fun they had, also with Andrea Mendes as Sim, recording those scenes.
All right, so you want a couple of seconds of sex noises?
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, ah, ee,
ah,
ooh, ah.
I won't do videos.
Ee, ooh, ah.
Ah,
ding, dang.
Oh,
ooh, ah, ee.
Oh,
why?
Yes,
you.
Yes, yes,
oh,
whoa, whoa.
Sorry.
The fuck?
I,
what are you laughing?
Really? What are you I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh. I'm sorry. Okay. I did the vowels and then I laughed at myself.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
my captain.
Oh my god. That coffee pot is on.
Miss, what are you grinding? What pot?
You don't. You can see it.
That looks dangerous.
I'll do it on you. Come here.
Oh, all right. I like a chunkier grind, so if you could...
Okay. Oh.
Sounds like I just feasted you.
Not yet.
Yeah, not yet.
any less...
Monkey?
Pardon?
Nothing, you go.
It sounds a little like she's hurting you.
Yeah, sex. No, sorry.
But not in a good way.
It sounds like... Mm. Oh. Mm. I feel like saying it's in the toilet.
We'll just...
Can I get some longer
other
ones, please?
Oh. I was trying to sound like a planet.
Thank you.
Okay.
Still rolling.
And we're just trying to get the phone.
And they're going really well.
Annie and I are both non-virgins. Annie and I both wait, definitely.
Guys,
we're.
It's safe to say that Aurelia has a bit of a meltdown in episode 4. So when we needed a few cut-ins to hear this meltdown over comms, we got more than enough stuff from Annie and Scott playing Aurelia and Bob.
I'm unfit for duty!
I'll just milk this onion and we'll get a nice milky onion.
Yeah, milky onion!
Are you
going to milk
I'm squeezing
That's really funny. Can you do a version where you just have one voice each and you do it back and forth? I think.
Ah! 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 Ah
We just need the lines one more time, please.
Lines? I'm unfit for duty, those ones. I'm unfit for duty!
Oh, no, I'll just finish milking this onion and you'll be right as rain.
No, I'm unfit for duty unless I get a frappe!
Okay, I'll squeeze in,
Caramel mocha, sunshine dreams, I need a frappe and everything will be okay.
Okay, why do you have a rhyme?
Shut up, Bob! Pulse it, Bob! Pulse! Okay. More! I need more! It's not frappeing!
Okay, you put so much in that!
No, it's not enough!
It's overflowing!
No, it's not enough! Blend it, Bob! You pulse it, you crush it, you ice it!
I'm concerned about your heart if you drink that.
You know what else might be good in frappe? Bits of Bob! Come here!
No.
Let's see if Bob blends!
Don't put my plant in the blender.
They said it couldn't be done. You said I couldn't blend a frappe.
Okay, I think I've got a drop of milk from this onion. I'm squeezing it as much as I can.
Find the teat on that onion and squeeze.
I don't think they have teats, but I'm trying to make one.
You have teats? What happens if I squeeze yours?
Okay, oh.
In episode one, as Mo is trying to load the regolith into the ship, she makes some strained effort sounds which remind her of something else. It then becomes an opportunity to ask Sim about dating Aurelia. Now, Lena Moon, who plays Mo, had a little bit of trouble trying to transition from these different types of grunting sounds.
All right, the hold is clear. Let's try this again. Mission objective D, let's load up that regolith.
I got this, gang. I once had a thing with a Romanian Olympic power lifter. Yeah, she taught me the secret to a strong snatch lift.
Mo, no, that pallet is far too big.
Yeah, it's all about lifting deep within your ass, Cap. This is hard. This is a hard thing.
That was very funny.
It's all about lifting deep within your ass, Cat. I'm not horny. huh? Yeah. It's all about lifting deep within your ass, Cat. No. It sounds like I found something in there. Oh. Okay. It's all about lifting deep within your ass, Cap. I haven't been touched in a long time. That's a joke. Sorry.
Sananda, aka Dusty, is an incredible improviser. So every now and then, we would give them a prompt and see what came out. Here is Sananda giving us a few extra descriptions of aliens at the space station.
Check out the bee people! Whoa! Oh. Is it okay if I call that one horny? Yeah, because it's got six horns on its butt. I wonder how that works. Whoa! Are they supposed to be doing that in public? I mean, I don't want to assume, but suctioning each other like that feels sexual and like an intimate private event. Oh, that one's cute. I wonder if... Ow! Oh! That definitely do not touch. Okay, got it. They should put up signs or something.
Later in this scene, Dusty explains that intimacy only really works for her when she's in love with the other person. So here's Sananda's take on what happens when things just don't flow.
Depends if you count Mo drunkenly sliding down my thigh like a fireman's pole is hooking up. You know, I was just dry. Without any love, it just dries up. I might as well have just been basking in front of a heater. With my cooter wide open, you know? I might as well have just chemically dried myself up because There was no love in it. I might as well have just stuffed 50 tampons up myself. That's how dry I was. My heart's not in it. Ain't no waterfalls gonna run.
In this next compilation, Annie Lumsden as Aurelia is finishing a scene in episode 2 on a button where she is really mad at Sim. She gave us so many incredible options to choose from, and here are all of them.
If you turn to page 53, it'll say, Sim, you fuckhead.
What the fuck, Sim?
Okay. What the fuck, Sim? Oh, fuck it. Fuck it, fuck me, fuck, no! Oh, God. Hey, that's not good, is it? No, that's bad, I'd say, fuck! Okay, hey, is that a good outcome? Are you happy? I hope you're happy. You look, yeah, okay, fuck. Shit! What the dingleberry, Sim? What the dingle? What the flop? Are you flomping kidding me? What the frigate, Sim? What the flippity flop, Sim? What the flippity Sim? What the flippity flip, Sim? Sim flip. What the Sims? What the What the Sims? That was
fun. Now, before I play you the final take of the final scene in the series, which was the last thing we recorded, and our incredible cast giving everything to squeeze in that last joke, I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening. We are so grateful to each and every one of you. We are at Starship QStar on most social media, so give us a follow to keep up with the latest space adventures. That's all from us. Big love from the whole Starship crew. Enjoy! Captains, I'm picking up a distress signal.
From Earth 2?
No, Captain Jackson. From Earth.
Whoa!
Earth?
That's the one that died.
Just, yeah.
Oh, I'll go from my line.
Yeah.
Good. Everybody, everybody ready? No, Captain Jackson. From Earth.
Whoa.
What? What? The one, the zombie.
Please.
No, it's so good.
Please.
Whenever you're ready.
Ready.
No, Captain Jackson. From Earth.
Whoa.
What?
Just so we're clear, computer, you mean Earth Prime, our Earth, Milky Way Earth, the Earth that we thought was blown up, Earth!
Yes, Captain.
Whoa!
So, what the heck do we do now, Captains?
Well...
Yeah, great.
End of series.
Yes!
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.